once we close that overlook, folks won't be able to access that site at all. So we're trying to do this very efficiently and keep everybody, you know, keep the project in under 45 days.
And they think that, was I told, like 30 days, they think they will have their work done in like 30 days?
The 45 days is the work period. You know, we're going to ask for a substantial completion that's slightly less than that 45 okay. days. So I imagine they'll be able to get it done. They'll get in and they'll get back out. These are folks, by the way, that I've worked with on a number of projects in my past. So they're out of Springfield and they do the work themselves.
With this, people that aren't familiar with this particular overlook, it was just natural rock. It was very uneven. We have a bunch of visitors daily that stop there. So trying to make it to where it's a more user-friendly, ADA compliant. The fencing of the area was starting to deteriorate pretty heavily. So there will be an updated fencing for safety, along with making it ADA compliant.
But now this is just the concrete portion and the...
It's the concrete surface. There's an upper observation deck coming straight off of the parking, and then there are ADA ramps that go down to a lower concrete area. Both will be ADA accessible. There'll be steps as well. We'll cut a second opening through the wall, and we're also going to put a new cap on that wall that is that will have a notch in it, designed in it to deter folks with skateboards.
But this bid is just for the concrete portion of it.
It's for all the things I just
all
said.
Those things. Mm-hmm. They're going to do the cap also.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I
thought
fence,
we were doing that.
We'll do the fence, the Cosmocote, and the striping.
Okay.
In our original discussions, what was the numbers that were thrown around and presented to us originally? Do you know? Do you remember?
It was around 200 for everything. Best I remember.
No.
When we were talking about doing it in-house, or
before Great River, not saying anything, before Great River got, before we started actually pursuing it, what was the numbers that was thrown down as?
That's been a long time.
That
particular contractor wasn't even at the rebid. We tried to get him, but he had too much work on it.
We always knew that we had to go out for the concrete part, that we were going to bid out.
And this is a colored imprinted concrete too, so there is
specialty.
Yeah, it's not just a broom finish. You know, it's actually a specialty stuff, which is good.
I understand.
Yeah,
I'm not prepared to spend that kind of money without looking at other options. I don't know what you guys are thinking. This is way outside what I was thinking total cost was even going to be. If I remember right, it was around $60,000, I think, is what we were told we could get the whole thing done for. In our original conversations with the individuals that brought it to us, that's why I was asking, do you remember those numbers?
It was definitely under $100,000.
Yeah, it was like $60,000 for everything, if I remember right.
Okay. I don't remember that low of a project on it. I don't remember that at all.
And I still think with this, I mean, then we're going to have the cost of the fence, which I know we're going to do that in-house, but I do think it is considerably higher than... Ms. Journey, were you a part of that conversation when we were having that upstairs in a round table?
I was not part of any of the previous conversations. I'm sorry.
Do we want to table this and we can have a work session on it, talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, I know that the bidder's probably going to want an answer, yay or nay, pretty mm-hmm. quick. How much time did they have to actually put their bid together, and was it a week after it was let? Because I know that caused some people not being able to bid on it that wanted to as well. So,
I
What do we have set for a date as far as notice to proceed? What did we put out there that we would let them know within so many days?
We're hoping to April 29th, but there's no way we could get an agreement done and back by then. And then completion was June 13th.
Yeah, with a notice to proceed of April 29th, that puts us at a completion date of June 13th.
Okay.
Substantial completion May 30.
And that's if we had a notice to proceed on April 29th.
On the 20th.
That's a week from today. I would entertain conversation from the commission as to how you all wish to proceed.
That may be what we have to spend, but that's not what I had in my mind.
Okay.
So I kind of want to look back and look at that original. Because I know that paperwork was given to us. Find that. And
I remember, right, it was in an email too, wasn't it? I'm just saying.
Could have been.
Back.
We've had quite a bit of the citizens that brought this forth has brought given us quite a bit of paperwork and everything on it. On that paperwork, I don't know that there's numbers on it other than what they're willing to do.
And I don't know if those numbers included the prevailing and that too. Not that that would drive it up that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is entailing more work by them than what I thought.
It's going to be the upper landing.
Yes.
That other person had not included. I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty sure the cap.
Yeah, it's doing some things that I thought we were going to do.
Well, like I said, I would entertain the idea of talking. So if you all would like to, we'll just take no action on this today. And then we can, if we don't make it by April 29th, we don't make it by April 29th. We make a good decision first and foremost, and then we'll readdress it. So is that the way the commission wishes to move forward at this time?
I think we need more discussion on it.
I believe so as well.
I definitely do not want to reject this without further discussion.
So no action table? What do you guys want to do?
Let's just take.
Just no action. And then
we'll do no action, and then we can put it back on the
table or something for next week.
We can do that. Yeah, and that was a statement that I had made was to take no action. So
that's fine with me.
That's the way we'll proceed today. All right. Thank you, Jenny. Appreciate
you. Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Sample has questions. Do we take questions? Sorry, I've never had that.
I mean, that's entirely up to you.
Do you have a gentleman had a question?
At the partnership meeting over at Holster, the illustration that was put up there had additional striping. It looked like lighting as well, and a few other things that weren't included in the bid were what was talked about. So those would be over and above additional cost to what they just proposed to you. So I'm concerned, I guess, questioning. If you guys had the previous bid of $60,000, it's now three times the amount. Did the change of scope, did the scope of work change considerably? And what was just mentioned before, there was obviously some things that were going to be taken care of in-house, but you still have to look at the overall cost of the entire project as a whole. But I thought that the lighting was a good thing that was brought up by Jonas at that meeting, which was left undisclosed, said maybe on a motion sensor, but no cost of lighting was included in that bid. But for the public safety, the striping and the crosswalk was addressed, but wasn't
I know, I will just make a statement. I know from the commission standpoint, we never discussed a crosswalk, ever. We decided that we were not putting a crosswalk in because we didn't want
one. And it was made clear there was not a crosswalk.
Fair. Also, when the image is being projected to the public, it looks like there's a crosswalk.
And I don't
that
know
that was
who's...
not even included, and they were told that.
And it was made clear, no crosswalk.
The upper landing.
Hold on, guys.
Hold on.
So we're agendized for a notice of award letter for historic Highway 165. I think we're starting to get outside the scope of what we're agendized
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. Okay.
Any questions we can probably answer individually.
Okay.
But again, we're agendized just for the notice of award letter, and we decided to take no action on that.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll move on down. We have the grant of permanent perpetual easement for the Oklahoma LLC. Devin, this is on Mount Branson area, correct?
On Amherst Road, that would include a right-of-way for a turnaround at the end.
Gotcha.
And an additional 10 feet along this person's property, a portion of the front, and then a majority of the back. There would be a couple of properties in between that we would need to get additional right-of-way in the future.
Okay.
If we ever did widen that road, but that was part of the package.
Now, is there a plan to move those at last power pole down
yes.
there to achieve this?
I've been working with Liberty, and they're willing to move them at no cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between... Is it 109 CFI LLC?
Correct.
Yes.
And Taney County?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Devin.
Both.
Well, both of them.
Yeah. Our next order of business we have is the assessment maintenance plan agreement 2024 and 2025 file number 24-012AS for assessor. What we may do at this time, since she is not present or our Taney County auditor, is we'll just skip over that for just a few minutes and give them the opportunity to be in here while we go through that. And then we'll move on to our next order of business. We have a notice of renewal for gasoline and diesel fuel, primary and secondary, file number 24-052, Roden Bridge. And
Did we skip something else?
Did I skip more than one? Oh, I did. I'm sorry. I skipped over the sheriff's. Let's back up there. The agreement for tasers and related equipment, file number 24-24-053S.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you all?
Good. With us, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott, the county attorneys, the county's legal, dated April 19th, 2024. Approving the agreement as to form.
Do you guys have any questions?
I have none.
Move to approve the agreement for tasers and related equipment by and between Axon Enterprise Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now we'll move down to the notice of renewal for gasoline and diesel fuel, primary and secondary, file number 24-052, Roden Bridge. These are renewals from bids that we were out on from last year, correct, Devin?
Correct.
This is the first of three.
First of three. And then we do have letters from our